We've been joined by Justin Longmuir, the Fremantle Dockers coach. The Dockers taking on Adelaide in Adelaide tomorrow. Justin's been good enough to have a chat to us from South Australia. Justin, welcome to the program. We understand you're getting Rory Lobb back for tomorrow's game. Has he recovered a bit more quickly than you could have possibly have hoped for? Will you have to be restricted in the amount of minutes you give him tomorrow?
G'day, gents. The short answer is yes to the first part. He has come along a lot quicker than we thought, but that hasn't been over the last week or two. That's been since he did the injury. It was quite a significant injury, but yeah, he never felt much pain. Even in the week after, he was pain free, no swelling, and that's probably where we thought he might be a bit quicker than we thought at the very start. He's fully fit. He did a massive training session last Saturday, which was game-like. He naturally gets around the ground really well, so we'll probably manage him a little bit more than usual, but that's coming down from 100% game time like he used to play to probably just giving him a break a quarter, so he's nice and fresh. A little bit fresher, but yeah, it's been a quick turnaround, but he's ticked so many boxes, and we feel like there's very minimal risk playing him this week.
When you talk about managing him, does that also mean about if you put him into the ruck for any period of time, would we expect him to see him in there at all?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to play his normal role. Yeah, we need a second ruck. That's what he's done. Or provides us. So, he provides us, and we need him to give Sean a chop out in the ruck. So he'll go into the ruck for 6 to 8 minutes, a quarter, like he always does. And yeah, we expect him to compete really hard. The only difference will be he'll come off for one spell a quarter as he gets his match fitness back up.
Griffin Logan, Lockie Schultz, we understand, flew over yesterday. Have you made any call on whether or not they'll be in the team?
Yeah, Griff will play, and so will Lockie. He obviously missed that last game with concussion, and we think his form was good enough, particularly the first two games of the year, to warrant coming straight back in. He plays a really important role for us, and he's improving every week as a player. And yeah, Griff will come back in and strengthen up our back line and give us a bit more flexibility and height back there. Been really impressed with what he's done over the last 3 weeks. We probably gave him a little bit longer with that hammy, given it was a reoccurrence. Gave him 2 weeks of full training, and obviously played a game last week in the Waffle, and we think he's ready as well.
Justin, Mark Duffield, thanks for joining us this morning. What's your plan for Tex Walker? Obviously the form tall forward in the comp almost.
Yeah, we've spoken a lot about Adelaide's system. They do open up a lot of holes and create a lot of isolation for him. So we don't want to give whichever back plays on him the job to do in a lot of space. So we'll need to support whoever that is. And then, he's got some real strengths as a player in terms of his ability to lead at the ball with well-timed leads and take contested marks. Strangely enough, he's actually been getting a lot of his shots on goal from tackles inside forward 50. So we need to be wary of him when we've got the ball at ground level as well. But, he's a class player, back to his best. And he's getting a really good supply from their midfield, especially from stoppage. So we'll need to make sure we're on around the ball.
And we saw what Sean Darcy could do as a forward last week. Obviously, he returns to his normal role leading your ruck this week. But do you change how you use him when he's not on the ball based on what you've seen over the last few weeks?
Yeah, we'll try and get him some time forward. Riley O'Brien's a big man. He plays a lot of ruck minutes, so we want Sean going head-to-head with him a lot of the day. And Sean's ruck work has been really good since he's been back. He's been in there probably a little bit less than he has in the past, but he's winning a high percentage of his hit-outs. And that's probably why we've decided to go him over Lloyd as our permanent ruck, or as our number one ruckman this week. Just the quality he gives our midfield is just a little bit above Lloyd at this stage. His time this week will be spent mainly on ball, floating forward at times.
Goal kicking's been an issue for you. I think more points than goals in pretty much every game you've played this year. How have you addressed that, and are you confident you're making some progress there?
Yeah, I am. We'll address it by practicing it. And I think the main message is just to commit to whatever shot you choose. I thought especially probably the first two games of the year, we were hesitant on, you know, whether to take the shot, whether to pass it. And we just want to commit to our decisions, so I think that'll help. Last week, we had a few players undecided on whether they were going to snap it or do set shots. So it's really just about committing, taking the ownership and doing what's best for the team in any given moment. And then we just got to keep working on it as well. We've allotted extra time at training for it. And I know our players take it really seriously, so I hope it turns tomorrow.
What did you think about your captain after the game last week, coming back out onto the ground and working on that skill after the disappointment of kicking six behinds in the game?
I've got no issues with it. We went through the right process to get a certain amount of shots on goal after the game. I just know with Fife, he probably wouldn't have slept that night if he had it on his conscience. So for him to get out there and practice it, I think it sets a great example for our younger players, but it also... you know, allowed him to probably sleep a little bit better and get it off his chest. And I think he went out and kicked pretty straight. So hopefully he can continue that form tomorrow.
Justin, well done so far, mate, as a coach. I've just been following you from a distance, and it's just the change of the way the team's playing. I think it's outstanding. Mate, I've got three things I've got written here: how, where, and what. Are you where you're thought you'd be at this stage of the season? I know that you've copped injuries that you didn't want, but given the state of the season where there's been upsets, no one probably would have thought Adelaide would beat Geelong first game. We've got Sydney up there, we've got Melbourne up there and that sort of stuff. Where do you see yourself and how far off where you wanted to be?
There's a lot that goes into that mix, I suppose. And injuries have been a bit of a concern early in the year. We think we're getting on top of that. We'll have 13 guys, I think it is, play for Peel today at some level. So that's a great step forward. I mean, I think the GWS game, we had one or two players miss out on senior selection, so we wouldn't have had a player playing for Peel. So we've come a long way in the last couple of weeks. I think I've been really happy, obviously, with our home form. And I think it's a good example for our players that when we get our game right, it works. And our players obviously feeling a lot more comfortable to be able to execute that at home. I think the away form, we have to measure both games in isolation. I thought the Melbourne game we played our way for larger parts than the Carlton game. It was just our execution, which was poor. And then under pressure in the Carlton game against a team that was a lot stronger than us, a lot more physical in the contest. Lots of parts of our game fell away. So, as you'd know, they're all great learning experiences, and we get another opportunity tomorrow to see if we've learnt some, our away games this year. But I would say that I probably thought this is where we'd be. I probably would like the highs and the lows to come obviously a little bit closer together. I don't mind. In some sense, I can cop losing, but when we go away from playing our way, that's hard to take.
Okay. Now, this question is going to it's a difficult one to answer, and I'd be interested to see how you do answer it. I believe greatly in leadership. It's got to be the presenter of all things that you want, and they've got to be on the ground to do exactly that. Nat Fyfe's kicked 6 points. One of them was a point that clearly, in my mind, he had time to look and find one of his teammates either by hand or a very short kick, totally open, running through the centre of the ground, 20 metres out from goal. He elected to kick the point. Do you take that up with him? And what do you take that up with him individually, or do you take it up in front of the team?
There was two.
Well, I think it was his last. I think it was his last kick. I think it was his last kick at goal.
There was two that he probably should have handballed. He should have handballed and found the numbers, and we should have walked into an open goal. And he openly acknowledges that. And the thing is, with players under pressure, they commit to a certain possession, and he committed to a kick, and in particular, in those two occasions, committed to a snap. And, and you live and die by that, and he knows as as a player on our team. But yeah, he should have given the handball on those occasions. He'll work on it. He acknowledges it. He's really open to learning. I've been so impressed with his attitude to playing as a forward. He's been really committed to working on his craft. And this is just another little aspect that he'll need to work on, that awareness. When he gets those shots on goal in fast play, that there are other options around. He's not the first person, won't be the last person that ever burn someone on the shot on goal.
No, sure. No. Well, the question really was, is that individual, or do you do that in front of the team? So that...
No, I always do that individually. Very rarely do I point out individual flaws in front of the team. In front of the team, we work on the more the team stuff. It might come up in lines, but yeah, I talked to him about that individually. Yeah.
No, but all the best too. I think you'd been an outstanding job, and all the best for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Mick. Appreciate it.
Justin, Sam Sturt looked a bit underdone last week, got an important goal and mark for you in the last quarter. Notice he's not playing for you and maybe not playing for Peel this week. Is there any issue there, or are you managing him a little bit?
No, he's going to play for Peel. That was probably a bit of a late call, and that's probably why he wasn't named in the Peel side, but he'll play for Peel. His game last week, he probably did look a bit rusty, like you said. His contest and his defensive pressure wasn't quite up to the level. But as I explained to him during the week, he's spent so much time out of the game. He's still learning his craft. And he just needs to go back and work on a few things that let him down at AFL level. It's not the last opportunity he'll get. He's a player that I think can really add to our forward line and play good footy for us, a lot of good footy for us in the future. So this is just a road bump for him at the moment. The game last week probably did come a little bit prematurely, and it's probably on the back of us losing multiple forwards the week before. So he's really clear on what he needs to work on, and he'll go back and execute better today.
Justin, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck tomorrow against the Crows. Cheers for chatting with us.
Thanks, lads.